Say, you know what? I want to get back to the weather. You know why? Because I want to thank Jesus. Isn't it beautiful? Wow. After having all the snow and all the cold weather, it's like a dream come true, isn't it? I've got to get my summer clothes out and start wearing some of those and enjoying those days of sunshine. And you know what? Even the birds have been wanting some warm weather, for they're really more active now and singing as if they own the world. I had a big flock of robins come and go several times, and I thought, oh my goodness, they look like and act like they're rejoicing. I counted 15 on the ground on the cement right out my back door. And then I looked up in the tree, and there was a whole group of them on the tree limb. So they were having a good time. And you know what? Sunday afternoon, I took out a yard chair and soaked up some of that vitamin D. So we can be thankful, can't we? Hopefully, it'll dry up the ground so that our wonderful farmers can get into the field and put in their crops. Well, say, I've been visiting with you on my last two broadcasts, asking the question, am I singing God's praises? And there's so many praise verses in the Bible, and many of them include singing and musical instruments. And it's interesting. I've read the Bible through many times, and this time as I'm going through it again, the Lord has brought my attention to music. I love music, and I know you do too. And if you are a listener, and I'm sure you are, you wouldn't be listening to me. You love music too. It's such a thrill for me to hear my grandchildren when they come to my house to visit. They are always singing the songs that they've heard over WWIB. And I love it. And they seem so rejoicing. And that's what these three broadcasts that I've brought are all about. It's so easy, isn't it, to be caught up in the world and the turmoil and the anger and the killings and all that's going on. And by the way, it's been that way through generations. Maybe it seems, at least it does to me, like it's worse now than it has been in my life. But if you read the scriptures, you'll know that there's been sin and evilness all through generations. And the Bible teaches us that through all of our circumstances, we are to praise the Lord, sing unto the Lord, and rejoice, and even include instruments of music. Yes. And that's what I'm going to be talking to you about today. I took time to do some research and learn about the different instruments in the Bible. And I thought it would be wonderful if I could list them and tell you how they're made, and even some of the instances in the Bible where they were actually used. So I hope that you find, especially you musicians, that you find this interesting. Maybe you haven't had time to do the research like I've done, so maybe I can do it for you. How about that? So I took a book out of my library, and it's called The Lists of Different Items That Are Mentioned in the Bible. The name of the book is called Wilmington's Bible list. I want to give credit where credit is due. And it was written by H.L. Wilmington. It's a fairly new book. And it had a list of all of the musical instruments and actually a short description of each one. And as I read through the Bible, the Holy Spirit has prompted me to take note of the many times the different ones were singing, praising, and using instruments. Isn't that something? So people all through the generations have loved music. What would we do without it? And of course, many, many hours of music are given to you as you listen to WWIB all day. It brought back to my memory, since this is our 45th anniversary, it brought back to me the memory of when we started WWIB, the few beginning weeks and months. We actually borrowed records from our pastor and different people in the church to use because there was not enough money to go around to buy everything that we needed to get on the air. And then later on, my sweetheart and I went to the record shop and purchased the different records that we borrowed and replaced them for the precious believers who loaned us their records. So that's a little bit of history. Well, let me give you some verses that tell us that we are to praise the Lord. Maybe, just maybe, it might give you a lift today. Are you lonely? Are you loaded down with some trial or tribulation, as Jesus calls it? Well, maybe these four verses that I took out of the Psalms will lift your heart. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." And then Psalm 95, "Oh, come, let's sing unto the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with the psalms." And then Psalm 98, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing with praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, our King." And then last, Psalm 105. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms, talk ye of all of his wondrous works." Well, I'm looking now at my list of musical instruments, and I'm going to start out with the castanets, and that is a praise in the praise psalm of 150, and that instrument comes from the word which means chestnut. And in ancient times, they used two chestnuts that were attached to the fingers, and they beat them together to make music. How about that? And then there's the cornet that I just read about, and that happened to be a hollow, curved horn originally made from an animal horn, And then later on, they fancied it up and made it out of metal. And that's talked about over in Psalm 98, which I just read, Daniel 3, 5, and 7, and then again in Daniel in 10 and 15. And then how about the cymbals? I'm sure as you've read the Bible, you've seen that instrument talked about. It's two concave plates of brass which were clanged together or beaten together. Do you remember in 1 Corinthians 13, where that's the love chapter? If you've memorized that, many people have memorized that as one of the popular chapters of the Bible. It's called the love chapters, as I said. Remember it? It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I am becoming a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I'm sure you're familiar with that. What about the drum? Yes, also referred to as a timbrel. And it's a wooden hoop with skins pulled across the frame. And that's in many of the chapters of the Bible, Exodus, Judges, Psalms, Chronicles, and I could go on and on. And then maybe you've not heard of this one, I haven't, and I'm sure I've read it because it's listed over in Daniel, and it's called a dulcimer, D-U-L-C-I-M-E-R. It's a box with strings stretched across it. And it's played with small hammers. Martin Luther called it the lute. And then there's the flute. And I remember watching the shepherd. I actually saw two shepherds leading the sheep and playing flutes. I suppose the sheep were used to that, and the shepherds gave them something to sing about and rejoice. And then there's the harp. And, of course, you remember David played the harp for King Saul when he was very depressed. And that was actually the first musical instrument mentioned in the Bible. And, of course, it was made of wood and had 10 strings. Maybe you wondered how many strings did the Bible time harp have. And then, of course, the lyre was mentioned many times, too. It's an instrument with five or more strings stretched across a rectangular frame. The strings were made from the small intestines of the sheep. And, of course, its sound was similar to the harp. And then you probably recognize this one, the word organ. No, it's not the kind that we have in some of the churches. It's not a large keyboard instrument, but a simple reed instrument made of wood, ivory, or bone. And it was identified with the sound of the oboe. And then there's the psaltery, similar to also of the harp. And the psaltery was thought of as the shape of a bottle, and of course also a string instrument. Solomon built the temple and brought in the ark, and they played cymbals, psalteries, harps, and the choir sang. And here's one that I had to look up, and it was found over in Daniel, and it was called a sackbut, a portable harp-like instrument which was tied to the player's waist, held upright as he walked and he played. And of course, it says it was really considered a luxury in Oriental musical instruments. And then there was the trumpet. Oh, yes, many of the wars were started with the trumpet, usually made from the horn of a ram or a goat. And then this one was not as familiar. I had to look it up also, found over in Psalm 33 and Psalm 144. It was called a zither. It was a 10-stringed instrument similar to the harp. So they had a lot of string instruments, didn't they, in their behind their choirs. And you remember Marion and the women as they danced and played the timbrel or tambourine? Remember after they crossed the Red Sea, Marion led the women out, all of them playing the tambourine. And oh, so many areas. I looked up Daniel and it was and in Judges and so many areas where music was played with rejoicing and praising the Lord. So maybe I could encourage you today to really praise the Lord with a whole heart. Isn't he wonderful? I hope you know him too, and that you can rejoice in your heart. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.
All right, Mabel Louise, I just happen to have something there here that was titled The Original 3,000-Year-Old Music of the Bible on Original Instruments. This is the lyre with some singing.
Wonderful.
Trying to imagine, you know, I mean, we do not have, obviously, any kind of recorded music from that far ago, and language and music and things like that can change so much. However, what he was holding in his hands was actually an instrument that would have been depicted at that time.
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know, maybe
well,
that's
they,
what
they had a lot
it tended to sound like. So, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Bringing glory to God through it.
Amen.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Mabel Louise. How interesting.